Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every once in a while, Raven will mention something on the air, and then after we get off the air, I have to remind him that people are not 1,000 years old, and they don't know what he's talking about.
You know what? I'm a student of history, Anna. That's all I'm saying. It's not like I was totally alive and thriving during the time for these references that I make all the time, but I say them anyways.
Okay, so if you were listening around this time last week, you may have heard Raven say this.
No, I mean, I think that some people like people to sing to them. Like you know, if it's Wayne Newton or Elvis, right? Or the guys from, you know, Backstreet or something like that. He's a very attractive gentleman, right?
Now, are you referring, Raven, first of all, to Blackstreet or Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys. Or,
okay.
Or
Blackstreet.
Blackstreet would also work there.
Both references are 30 years old.
I mean, no diggity.
This doesn't matter. No diggity,
no diggity, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, they all work there.
Now, producer John.
Yes.
Let's take Blackstreet and Backstreet Boys out of the equation here. And let's talk about Wayne Newton and Elvis. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
I can. Well, first thing I can tell you is his first name is actually Carson. Carson Wayne Newton was born April 3rd, 1942, and is known as Mr. Las Vegas. He's an American singer and actor, one of the most popular singers in the U.S. Of the mid to late 20th century. This, of course, being now the 21st century, but of the mid to late 20th century.
You know what? Listen, Wayne Newton's on tour right now.
Big stuff.
Going on tour right now.
He is the highest grossing entertainer in Las Vegas history. He's appeared in a number of movie, television. His most well-known song would be Dunkashen.
Oh! Listen to those golden tones.
Mm-hmm. Most noticeably used in the 1986 movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I mean, this is like a history lesson right here in itself. I love Las Vegas. Are you listening to this, Anna? Can you hear it?
Raven, I have a question.
Can you hear this?
When they used the
usually
Wayne
women
Newton...
faint when he sings.
No, it's okay. Not. That's not real.
All right.
When they used that song in the 1980s movie,
1986.
Yeah. Right. Before I was born.
Best year ever.
Wasn't that still a throwback in the movie?
That is correct.
So
that
they
is...
used a throwback from, whenever that song came out.
Again.
A million years ago.
A name you should know.
Okay.
There's another one in there too, right, John?
There's, I mean, in terms of hits, sure.
But no, I mean, there's another name in one.
Oh, there's another name. Oh, yes. Yes, no, the other name.
He's going to count down Wayne Newton's top 10.
I wasn't sure what you meant.
Oh, right.
No, the other name, listen, Raven, I'm going to give it to you. The other name, of course, is Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley is known worldwide as the king of rock and roll. He is recognized as one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. You are correct about that. Let's look at some numbers. He released his first ever single, Heartbreak Hotel, in 1956.
Beautiful.
Several decades before anybody in this room was born.
All right.
He started his first movie also in 1956. He gave the first solo concert broadcast on television ever in 1973, and he passed in 1977 when Raven was just a little baby.
Oh, come on.
Just a little baby.
It's a heart attack.
Okay.
Come on, dude.
I died in my bathroom, and you know it, baby.
Oh, he did. So
well,
sad.
You can't say it's too soon. Because it was a while ago.
That's right.
Yeah, no, Raven, can we make references to this century, please?
Oh, come on. Please? So sad.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.